in our community in 1990. And I'm thinking that I knew this because I moved to 91, but it wasn't the fact that I was here in 1990 because I'd visited a lot. But the last name Straub, Keith?
Well, I knew Sammy and David Straub. David was a first responder. Sammy was singing at the Presleys at the same time when Sue Ann O'Neill, you know, we talked to Darren the other day, was singing there. Those two girls were at the Presleys together for quite some time. And great entertainers, great Sammy and David, great folks. They sang together. And all of a sudden that news got out that David tragically had a rope accident situation. The rope broke is what I heard and caused his life.
I find it very interesting, Keith, what you said. It was Chief James David Straub. It's pretty neat, huh?
Oh, yeah. I did not know
so,
James.
So, Corey, I have a news release. I don't want a news release today. I want you to tell me, what are we doing to honor Mr. Straub?
Sure. Today marks the day, 34 years ago, that Battalion Chief Straub gave his life in the service of our community. And, in fact, it was John 15:13 says, the greatest thing we can do is we can give our lives for somebody else. He did that.
Right.
He did that. So we're going to recognize him today. We are dedicating a portion of a street in his name. So Trophy Run, as you enter off of Highway 165, right across from State Park Marina, is going to be dedicated a Hero's Way and have a sign up in his name 34 years ago.
Wow.
Now, he was rappelling down a mountain to save somebody, right?
Correct. Two men, I think they're 18 and 20 years old from Springfield, came down to Baird Mountain, and they were going to rappel down the face of the rock cliff there. It's about 150 feet high. They got about 75 feet down and realized, uh-oh, our rope's not long enough. So one of them was stranded there. The other one ran to get help. And that's when David Straub, who led the high angle rescue team, went down to try to rescue them. He was going to attempt to clip on to that person that was rescued there. And apparently the rope that he was on was severed on a rock, and he fell about 100 feet to his death.
Oh. Now, let's try to paint the picture. I've heard of Baird Mountain forever. In fact, when the road was coming around and Boxcar Willie was involved, we stopped the road out by Silver Dollar City. But if you take a look at the path, Keith, you know where it goes?
Not exactly.
It goes on around the lake and across by Baird Mountain and back out to 65.
Huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So let's talk about Baird Mountain. Many, many years ago, I believe the Ducks used to go up on the top of Baird
correct.
Mountain, if I'm
yes.
correct.
That's yes.
Right. So I want to sit there because I know this intersection very well. I didn't know the Hungry Hunter was there until about 3 or 4 weeks ago or a month. But the Hungry Hunter now has a restaurant there.
Right.
They come back to the big sign that says Trophy Run, where Ross Summers has a project with others on back the road. So right there at that entrance, is there a road that goes up to Baird Mountain? Is that what happened?
There is. The road
okay.
that he would have taken is right there. So we chose that spot because that's the road he would have driven on to get
great.
To that rescue. Yes.
That is great. What an honor. Mm. So give us the date and the time.
So today at 11 a.m., there's an old fire station. It's now that fire station's been moved, and so it sits there as a storage building. But at that fire station is where we're going to be holding this ceremony. Open to the public, family's going to be speaking, but we invite everyone to come out. Please be a part of this.
Wow. Several weeks ago, it was on April the 15th of last year, that we had the opportunity to sit at this table to honor Jimmy Lindegar. Do you remember that?
I do.
And the pastor of Sanctuary of Hope, yeah. Remember?
Sam.
Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Sam was, I got to tell you, with Jimmy Lindegar, here at the old Meltellus restaurant, and somebody says, where is that? Well, just walk into the Mercy waiting room up here.
Yeah, and you'll be pretty close.
And you're pretty close to where the theater was at and where the old, remember, it was called the Toad or something. Remember what it was?
White Frog, I think.
Thank you very much.
At the Branson Inn.
And Pastor Sam had to say, I've got to have my taxes done. Got in his car, left to go to Springfield, and then tragedy unfolded on State Road 86. We had a gentleman with us by telephone who was there with him and was also shot. And then you travel that area. Johnny Morris can do all he wants to do, Keith, with roundabouts
yep.
and top of the rock.
Yep.
But Jimmy Leninger's name is on that road. And what you're doing for this man for this road is a big deal. It lasts forever. But don't forget the memory of the man, not just the name on the street.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we want to do. We'd use that as a model. And this is actually the second one that's happened in Taney County. Taney County has a similar program that the state has for the state employees. And so obviously, we want to honor that family. We're here. This is on behalf of the Taney County 100 Club. The Taney
right.
County 100 Club has sponsored this. We paid for the signs. We actually did the application all with the blessing of the family. We want to make sure that we are honoring him and remembering him for his sacrifice.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, thanks for coming this morning.
My pleasure.
And of all times for this to happen, for you that are just joining us at 7:31 and a half, it seems to be, this morning at about 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time, a cargo ship emptied of its cargo. You've seen these container ships many, many times, struck a pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge that was opened in 1977, and cars plummeted into the water, and emergency crews came immediately, but it just seems that tragedy has struck. One gentleman's in critical condition. The other one, they said, was uninjured. I thought that was an unbelievable report.
Wow.
But in our community, one more time, take the opportunity to go out by Trophy Run Road. You can't miss it. Go out by the chateau and say, where do I go? Well, you make a left and go across the Darn.
Yeah.
Okay? And as you cross the Darn and you're headed towards the state park, on your left you'll see Trophy Run sign. Right there is where it's going to take place.
That is correct, and it's covered right now. The sign that says, here is Wade. James David Straub, Battalion Chief, Western Cheney County Fire, that sign is covered until 11 a.m. when you come out and you're there for the revealing ceremony that we're going
to
do.
Corey, if you don't mind, I'd like to apologize for Keith and didn't want you to feel bad or anything, or Laura to feel bad about donuts, because I didn't need any donuts today. You were associated with Dunkin' Donuts. That's okay.
That's,
and there becomes a point, Jerry Lilly's passed, so we don't get our little crispy,
the thing,
crunchy donuts, Panera bread, and they're even closer. God bless you, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Come back,
Corey,
again and update us on the 100 Club.
Pleasure.
If you will, please. And if you didn't hear, Darren was on with us the other day. It works with you,
Darren Carter.
They got this little foundation going.
I
tell you what, they did. Go back and listen to the podcast. They did a great job.
Yes, Darren
and Julie, we're both here.
Yeah, I serve on his board. It's a great organization.
God bless
you.
Thank you, buddy. See you
later. Thanks, Corey.
Bye-bye.
11 o'clock this morning. David Straub to be honored.